This is Jay Sekulow live from New York. Terrorist attacks in New Jersey, New York, and Minnesota. And one of the terrorists captured.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow live.
So the entire New York City area is on edge this morning after five more devices were found at a commuter railroad station. Those bombs were in a backpack that was disposed of. They exploded when the police robot moved in to try to disarm those. On top of this and the stepped-up security, also a pipe bomb that exploded earlier in the day on Saturday. That happened in southern New Jersey. And then Saturday night, the big blast in the Chelsea neighborhood of Manhattan.
Now, the investigation is moving rapidly. And as is my practice, I'm going to leave it to the FBI and law enforcement to provide details. I think everybody is aware at this point that there is a person of interest who is the focus of the investigation.
Just hearing from Reuters right now that there has been shots fired in the city of Linden, New Jersey, which is just a neighboring town to Elizabeth, New Jersey, where the focus of this investigation is today on who set these bombs. According to Reuters, also quoting other media agencies here in New York, that the suspect is in custody.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
When it comes to ISIL, we are in a fight, a narrative fight with them, a narrative battle. And what ISIL wants to do is they want to project that they are an organization that is representing Islam in a fight and a war against the West and a war against the United States. That is a bankrupt, false narrative. It's a mythology. And we have made progress in debunking that mythology.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. This is Jay Sekulow coming to you from New York City. I've actually just left an event with former CIA Director Ambassador James Woolley and Donald Rumsfeld, the former Secretary of Defense. And I'm actually in a side room at those meetings to come with you live from New York. Here's what's happened. As you know, there were three separate terrorist attacks that took place, New Jersey, New York, and in Minnesota. The events in New York, which, of course, the mayor of New York initially described as, quote, intentional acts, but refused to use the word terrorism, was, in fact, terrorism. The individual involved in it, Ahmed Khan Rahami, has now been apprehended by the Joint Terrorism Task Force in conjunction with the New York State Police and the New Jersey Police. By the way, I received an alert at 7:54 this morning, as everyone in New York City did, that there was a manhunt on All Points Bulletin on the lookout for someone deemed armed and dangerous, so that this quickly turned into exactly what we expected, which was a terrorism. Ahmed Khan Rahami is, in fact, an Afghan national, but a naturalized citizen of the United States. There are also some other developments, of course, in Minnesota. We have the situation where an individual went on, which is happening in Israel all the time, but has now happened here, a knife attack, injuring eight people and screaming Allah Akbar as he did this. This comes on the day before our book Unholy Alliance is released. So there's been, as you can imagine, a lot going on. I'm going to go to our studios and get reaction from Jordan Logan. I know he's monitoring social media, but let me just say this, folks. I'm in New York City, and it took 2.5 hours to get in the city last night, and it has been, I've never seen the police presence as high as it is right now, even including right after 9/11. Jordan, what are you hearing?
Well, in the beginning of the UN General Assembly, so when President Obama addressed reporters just about an hour and 10 minutes ago, he did not know that this individual had been involved in the shootout and had been captured. So he referred to the individual and then left it to the FBI. And so this is how this has been unfolding. And we know now, Dad, why it took that 2.5 hours to get into New York. It's because last night, or in the early hours of Sunday morning, they apprehended five individuals who were linked to Ahmed Rahami, yep, who has now been captured in New Jersey after a shootout with police. Some police officers are injured. It does not appear at this point to be life-threatening. It appears that also he was shot, but he's alive, so they'll be able to also potentially question him. You know, he was not killed. The, yep, Minnesota terror attack, also Islamic terror. These are all Islamic terror events. I want to make that clear to everyone. That individual was killed by an off-duty police officer. That he, yep, came from the Somali Islamic community. We've got about 10 seconds left. Folks, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadist share for conquering the world is in bookstores tomorrow, but you can pre-order it still today. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, UnholyAllianceBook.com.
It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks. From Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando, Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, to be released on September 20th, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. Pre-order it now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it online at unholyalliancebook.com. Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, to be released September 20th, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Pre-order it now. Unholy Alliance at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Folks, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Breaking news, if you are just tuning in, Ahmed Rahami, who is the main suspect, not the only suspect, was the main person of interest, the FBI alert that went out last night, identifying this individual with his photograph. He was seen at both bombing sites in New York, and they've also tied him to the bombings that were occurring in New Jersey, which began Saturday at the Marine Race, which thankfully the race was actually postponed, and so the bomb went off and did not cause any harm to anyone. And now the bombs that went off in Chelsea, New York, caused damage and caused serious harm, 29 individuals who were injured. And we've also had another terror attack in Minnesota where nine people were stabbed at a mall in a suburban city of Minnesota. That individual was shot and killed by an off-duty police officer. He was screaming Allah Akbar, asking people if they were Muslims before he stabbed them. So it has been, one of those weekends in the United States where it is not limited to a single city or a single act of terror. But and we're not sure, Dad, at this point, the way that these explosives were being uncovered even this morning, early hours, we have all got these news alerts we're waking up to, where they were finding five explosives in one single place. This individual will now likely be questioned, probably under that exemption, which allows you to question individuals like this when you bring them into custody without going through Miranda rights, if there is a real threat to our national security and danger, because these explosives could still be littered across not just New York City, but across random places in New Jersey as well.
Well, this is what you have right now. Let me give you the latest. The latest headlines are this. Ahmed Khan has been captured. We know that it was a shootout with the police. He's a naturalized citizen from Afghanistan. He had, as you said during the break, he'd sued the police for Muslim targeting. The devices exploded outside this morning, outside of that New Jersey train station while it was being defused. Governor Cuomo has said there are foreign connections here. This comes at the time, by the way, ISIS claiming credit for all this, of course, which is what they always do. But the reality is that this individual is apprehended pretty quickly. But as you just said, Jordan, there is, in fact, we don't know how many other devices are out there. Now, let me say this also. This is the nature of what's going on right now. The problem here is that the government officials, and I'm talking about the president, the secretary of defense, the homeland security, starts with the proposition that this is not terrorism, and then maybe it will be. We need to reverse that paradigm. You need to start with the proposition that this is terrorism and then prove if it's not. Because, as always, within 24 hours of this happening, we now know it's a terrorist act, and it looks like with international contacts. So the fact of the matter is the entire paradigm, and this is something that Don Rumsfeld just said at this meeting just a moment ago, the entire paradigm is upside down. And Rumsfeld also pointed out, look, it's not possible to stop every single terror attack when you're playing defense. And that's what we're doing right now. We're playing defense. And in the book, Unholy Alliance, we outline the offensive matters we need to be taking, which is destroy the caliphate. That's something Trump has said, frankly, cut off the oil, cut off the money flow. That's how they're able to do it. Remember, these are not they say these are cowardly acts. They're really not.
And this is
that will die for their faith. They don't care. And this, the biggest threat that we need to realize is that these are, in fact, zealots. These are individuals who are motivated by this hatred of the West, and that's what we're dealing with. Now, we outline all of this in the book on Holy Alliance. It's out tomorrow in bookstores everywhere, but you can also get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you get your books, or unholyalliancebook.com. I'd also like to start getting some calls and comments. Logan, are we getting any comments in from social media? I'm in New York right now, folks. I can tell you it is tense up here in New York City.
Yeah, there's a lot of comments that are coming in. This is a lot of people are trying to. There's some people definitely politicizing this, and we need to. This is from Diane, so we need to stop bringing the enemy in and revoke them, get rid of them. People are wanting to bring Sharia law.
That one coming up. Yep.
These are the comments that are going to come out. I've been speaking about this before. Depending on when this lands in the political cycle, when these kind of things happen, we'll see who it favors. But right now,
I can tell you right now,
right,
it favors Donald Trump.
Absolutely,
the Democrat. Governor of New York, the Democrat mayor of New York. Listen, let me say this. The law enforcement has done an excellent job.
Absolutely.
They've apprehended the individual.
Yeah, fast.
They've apprehended the others. They've located.
Public relations. The New York police, let me say this, Jordan, because Gene and I are here. The NYPD, the FDNY, the New York the Fire Department, and the Joint Terrorism Task Force. I mean, literally, Jordan and Logan, you've been up here a lot. Every single city block, nobody was getting in through the tunnels, getting out of the tunnels. And literally, basically, within 24 or 48 hours of this happening, they apprehended the guy.
Actually,
so I want to say thank you to the NYPD, the Joint Terrorism Task Force, and to the FBI for their involvement in this. Because, again, this was very quick action. I'm sure this was a cell group that was on the hunt. But, yeah, I think politically, no doubt this is going to go to Trump.
Well, we had this absurd reaction, which we all knew. See, we looked at Minnesota. We saw a Marine race targeted in New Jersey. That was the first explosion that went off. Barely got any news coverage.
Nothing.
They were showing it like it was a little trash can. There were multiple explosives there. They got the others. Then they were trying to tell us they're not related. They were using the same technology, same cell phone, flip phones. They're within, an hour's drive of each other in an area where people commute into New York City.
Right.
And we were told they're not related. They're not. Remember, Governor Cuomo's first was there's no indication this is international in its scope.
And you kept saying no indication it was terrorism.
First of all, bombs being placed in public are always terrorism.
Yeah.
But we are so afraid in our country, these leaders, not Donald Trump, by the way, but these leaders, and he didn't rush to call it Islamic terrorism, by the way.
He just said it was a bomb.
And by the way,
got flack for that.
Hillary Clinton
clearly
said it was a bomb as well. And they edited it out.
CNN edited out Hillary Clinton using the same word. By the way, I need to point this out. Gene just mentioned this to me again. Less than 4 hours after the alert went out that we all received in Manhattan this morning, less than 4 hours later, this individual was in a shootout and captured. And I'm sure, like you said, being debriefed right now. But there is an interesting scenario on this right now. In fact, let me read you what came out. This was at 7:54 this morning. Emergency alert. Wanted. Ahmed Khan Rahami, 28-year-old male. This is what it says. This is the actual alert that we received. They sent a picture. Call 911 if seen. He was deemed to be armed and dangerous. This came out at 7:54 this morning, and basically 4 hours later, he's apprehended. Now, Logan brings up a very important point. Logan, I want you to reiterate this again, and Jordan, you were just talking about it, but Logan, reiterate this point. The media was very hesitant to go to this as an act of terror. They wouldn't even break away from the president's speech as a bomb went off in New York City.
That's right. When I first texted you, I said, you've seen what's going on in New York, and it wasn't even being covered at that time. This was right after the first explosion had happened. It had been deemed already not to be a gas leak or anything like that because we've had some of those problems before, and still no one was really talking about it. It was quiet for hours. It was quiet. My social media, no one talking about it. Everyone's still going about their daily business. This is my biggest concern, that this becomes our daily life. We don't have giant, bombs, explosions happening in the States that often. And now we are seeing the fact that it happened and didn't get the media coverage it deserved until today, when all of a sudden there's a suspect, they're tying it together, they're catching people. If you want to call, we need your phone calls right now. You need to get on the air and get your comments in about this. 684-3110. Phone lines are open right now.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to know what people's reaction was. Now that this kind of, we know that there's an individual in custody, there could be more explosions going on. There were so many of these bombs placed I'm sure that's the first thing they're asking him. But I want to hear from people. Did they feel like the media was downplayed? Did they even realize what was happening?
Right.
Because now if you're turning it on, now it's a big deal. There was a shootout with police. Right. You've got a guy who looks clearly like an Islamic terrorist. He's got the beard. He's got the look. He's got everything about that we see the images of ISIS. He kind of meets.
Yep.
And he's also got the background. He's the guy who complained. I want to know if people realize the seriousness. It's 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us. 1-800-684-3110 for those of you watching on Facebook and Periscope as well. And let me remind everybody, Unholy Alliance will be in bookstores tomorrow. You can pre-order today. Remember, the number one New York Times bestseller that we wrote, Rise of ISIS. This follows up on this, folks, and I don't think it's coming out at a time when obviously we realize. Remember what the Russians are doing to our country this weekend? That didn't get a lot of attention either. There's a whole back and forth going on between Russia and the United States at the UN Security Council because the U.S. accidentally, they say, bombed Assad troops. Why are we apologizing so much? I thought we wanted the Assad regime out anyways, but yet we're playing the apology tour to the Russians. Unholy Alliance, the agenda, Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. Logan, tell people the website.
That's right. You can get it at unholyalliancebook.com. That's the easiest way. You can find the three major sources to get your book, whether you want a signed copy, Amazon, or Barnes & Noble. And the phone lines now are jammed. So we're going to be getting these comments on the air. But like you said, my friends in New York, one of my friends was at a Mets game or something like that, was watching the Mets game and kind of tweeting out, anybody know what's happening? Seems like there's something going on. No one would respond to him. We had comments where one of my friends posted, hey, there's a closing between he gave streets. Anybody know what's going on? Clearly, they're still in this search, even if they're not publicly out there saying it, looking for potential other secondary issues.
Yeah, and folks, we got about a minute left in this segment. We're going to get to your calls when we come back. We're going to play that Josh Earnest sound. You know, you imagine how individuals like this keep high-profile jobs as press secretaries, as main spokespeople, when they make comments that are so wrong at a time when people are so scared. And yet he is repeating the narrative. The Obama administration, President Obama's first comments were this morning, and as usual, so out of touch because the news was reporting that the individual was in this shootout with police and been captured. And our president, the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, had no idea. And so he goes out and no one told him. No one interrupted him. He was attacking Donald Trump in this political speech during a bombing attacks in the United States of America. And he's making a political speech at the NAACP meeting and acting like there's nothing going on. And let me tell you, he knows. He's getting reports and updates. Folks, this is an important time, and we want you to be informed. Unholy Alliance. It's unholyalliancebook.com. This will be in your bookstores tomorrow. And folks, we want everybody to read this, but you can pre-order it today. Unholyalliancebook.com. We'll be right back.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book to be released September 20th, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Pre-order it now. Unholy Alliance at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal, complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks. From Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando, Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, to be released on September 20th, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. Pre-order it now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. For those of you who are just joining us, the main suspect, person of interest, the FBI put out this alert early hours of Monday morning. You probably got at least news alerts on your phone. If you were in that New York, New Jersey area, you actually got a...
54 a.m.
Yeah. So, and you saw the photos. This individual's been apprehended. It's on in the news right now. Obviously, he was in a shootout with police in New Jersey. That tells you something right there, I think, when an individual is fighting back with potentially life-ending weapon, you know, guns, and they are ready to die. He was not killed, which means he can be questioned to try to find, because we do know that these explosives devices, maybe those were the last five that were found at the train station, not far away from where he was involved in the shootout. But we know there are more. And so, folks, you know, Ahmed Rahami has been captured, but we also know five other people have been detained by the FBI and under questioning. We don't know if he is the only person, if he's the leader or not, or if he's one of the leaders. But what we do know is that, contrary to what all of the political leaders from New York and New Jersey were trying to explain over the weekend, the explosions, the bombs in New Jersey and New York were from this at least same cell. We've even heard this discussion that of potentially multiple lone wolves coming together. I think that people are so afraid to recognize that we have terror cells operating in the United States of America.
First of all, there's two paradigms that are incorrect. First of all, we need to start with the assumption that if there is a bomb or an improvised explosive device going off in a major pedestrian area or major city, that it is in fact terrorism. If there's a stabbing, multiple stabbings, and someone screaming Allah Akbar, start with the idea that this is terrorism. That's how it needs to start. That's issue one. Number two, the reluctancy of whether it is a cell group, whether it is ISIS individually inspired or ISIS directed. It makes no difference to the 29 people that were injured in New York and the 8 people that were injured in Minnesota. Let me also say at 7:54 this morning in Manhattan, I received on my phone an emergency alert that said wanted Ahmed Khan Rahami, age 28-year-old male. They had a picture. Call 911 if seen armed and dangerous. And of course, obviously, he was armed and dangerous, as the police and the Joint Terrorism Task Force were able to apprehend this individual. But this kind of tells you, I think we've got this backwards, and our leaders have it backwards. I will say this, Governor Cuomo yesterday, even though Bill de Blasio, the mayor, was saying it was an intentional act but no evidence of terrorism, they're sounding like idiots when they're saying this, frankly. It's idiotic to say this. Of course this is terrorism, and you start with that assumption. President won't acknowledge it. Hillary Clinton barely does. CNN edits out her use of the word bomb, but then blast Donald Trump for using exactly what it was, which was bombs. And this is the idea here, is that the political correctness, and Rumsfeld, and I'm going to be hearing from Ray Kelly in a little bit. I'm going to a meeting with him in a little bit, but the former commissioner in New York. This is part of the problem. They've got it backwards. That's, again, another reason why. Get educated on this stuff, folks. Unholy Alliance, our brand new book, really goes into all of this in great detail. And it's available, as I said, wherever books are sold.
And we're just approaching it. We've talked about it on radio, and the people who watch on Facebook and Periscope have seen the imagery. It will be in your bookstores tomorrow. So it's not, this book is still not yet released. It's released tomorrow. But you can pre-order it through unholyalliancebook.com. You'll see the options for signed copy, through Barnes & Noble, if you've got your Amazon Prime account. You can still pre-order today. But if you want to go to the bookstore tomorrow as well, you can do that. It'll be wherever books are sold. It's Unholy Alliance Book. .com. Here's what it looks like. So if you are going to the store, if you're ordering online, you'll know imagery has got the, of course, Putin and Rouhani. Putin from Russia, Rouhani from Iran, right on the cover. It's in red, Unholy Alliance. It's unholyalliancebook.com. I want to play, this is actually sound. This is from the audiobook, so that people hear our dad's voice from the book. That I think directly relates to what's happened this weekend, especially when we'll, after this, play how Josh Earnest, the White House press secretary, has handled this meeting. But I think you know, as my dad said, you could call it idiotic. Donald Trump called it stupid, what our leaders sound like. And I think that most Americans can agree the downplaying of the Islamic tie to this and the downplaying of terrorism is absurd. And people are kind of not going to take it anymore. It's just they're not going to take it anymore. But let's go and hear. This is part of, you're going to hear some of Unholy Alliance because the audiobook will also be available. Take a listen.
We recognize human nature and we know how evil works. If the United States is unwilling to sacrifice and stand up against dictators and terrorists, then the dictators and terrorists will work together to ensure more people around the world are oppressed, and they will oppose the United States at every turn. When we show weakness, they show strength. When we withdraw, they advance. When we lack strategy, they execute their strategy. And let there be no doubt, this will result in more terrorist attacks, more aggression, more lives lost, and a reshaping of the world order.
All right, let's go ahead and take a phone call. A lot of people are calling in with their comments. Let's go to Jimmy in Lafayette, Louisiana. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you for all you're doing. I wanted to say that I'm tired of the liberal media pushing us out, saying that we cannot handle the truth. Donald Trump said it was a bomb right away, and they criticized him, saying he shouldn't have said it. We are grown-ups. We can handle the truth. Well, tell us the truth.
Right now, breaking literally moments ago, to follow up on what you just said, is a piece coming out from our friends at the Washington Examiner, where President Obama just moments ago lectured, and let's see, Will, maybe they can get this audio for the next segment, lectured the press about, quote, getting ahead on the story and false reports, and the press should try to refrain from getting out ahead of the investigation. This is what he said. This is his argument, that we got ahead of it and it should not have been out there. So this is coming from President Obama lecturing the press about these reports. And hopefully we can get this audio for the next segment.
I just want to be clear about this too. I mean, at the one hand, you've got the president and Hillary Clinton doing this. You know, they're all attacking everybody for trying to get out ahead. And what they're trying to do is understand what's going on. There's explosions happening across the country. There's knife attacks happening in suburban malls in Minnesota, all likely under the name of Islam. Now we know it 100% was all being done under the name of one religion's faith. And how many times are we going to get images of guys that look like Ahmed Rahami flashed up to say, we need to all go find a guy who's got a beard, who's from the Middle East or the Islamic world, right? And who is armed and dangerous. But yet there's not a problem with Muslims in America. There's not a problem in the Muslim community. This guy was filing lawsuits back 5 years ago. Another individual, unfortunately, who was on the radar and dead when they asked the Somali community about the attacker in Minnesota who is now dead, who did that in the name of ISIS. He was also acting bizarre. But did those Somali local leaders tell the police? No. Did the individuals in we don't know. Maybe there was some cooperation to find Ahmed Rahami. Maybe his family did.
Someone turned him in. Yeah, it was very fast.
But likely not.
Likely we just had the information on hand to know this.
There were enough people in these places looking.
Or we're too close.
We don't have time for a call right now. No, we have 1 minute left.
Okay, so I'm going to stay on for another segment here, but Logan, let everybody know, and then Jordan, let everybody know about the book. But Jordan, Logan, first, let everybody know how they get the next half hour of this broadcast.
That's right. If you want to join us for the next half hour of Jay Sekulow Live, you can do it right now at aclj.org, facebook.com/JaySekulow, Periscope, search for Jay Sekulow. Both the social media outlets, great way to get your voice heard because you can get your comments in, as right now all lines are jammed. I'm sure they'll open up later on, but great way to get the second half hour if your station doesn't carry it. Now, many do, SiriusXM and others.
UnholyAllianceBook.com. Folks, we've been talking about it, so you may feel like, is this book out? It's out tomorrow, so it will be in your bookstores tomorrow. Here's what it looks like. You will see. But I want you to understand, that this book covers all of these issues and the new threats that we're facing. UnholyAllianceBook.com. You can still pre-order through Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can also get signed copies as well. That's through UnholyAllianceBook.com. And it will be, just so everybody knows what it looks like, so you can see the cover in your bookstores tomorrow. Get a copy for yourself and your friends. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal, complete and utter global domination. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, to be released on September 20th, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad. Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, Pre-order it now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it online at unholyalliancebook.com.
I'm coming to you from New York City, literally several blocks away from where the terrorist attack took place in New York. Of course, they also took place in New Jersey and Minnesota. Ahmed has the individual that was involved in this particular act, who's been apprehended. Ahmed Khan Rahami has, in fact, been taken captive. They got him. He was in a shootout with New Jersey State Patrol, State Police, as well as Joint Terrorism Task Force. They have picked him up. At 7:54 this morning, I received, as everybody in Manhattan did, an emergency alert that said, wanted Ahmed Khan Rahami, 28-year-old male. There was a media picture, call 911 if seen, and it said, consider him armed and dangerous. 4 hours later, he was apprehended. He looks like part of a cell group. Multiple other devices have been found simultaneously in other parts of New Jersey, one of which went off. While it was being diffused. But the good news is, at least the individual that seems to be the primary target of this has been apprehended.
There's been a lot of criticism as well, folks, of some of Hillary Clinton's statements. She tried to come out and be very presidential. She had her big plane in the background this morning. This was after Donald Trump came out, went on Fox and Friends by phone, and basically said our leaders are stupid, they're afraid, we are weak. There could be more of these attacks coming. He's been criticized for that by saying, by the way, there could be more. And since he's talked, there were more explosions going off. There were more bombs being found. On top of this, though, folks, I just want to say Hillary Clinton's statement has been highly criticized because she was telling everybody, you know, we need to work more with Silicon Valley. They have denied the Obama administration's request, Silicon Valley, to work more on the cell phone, on the tech side. So a lot of what she put forward is not even realistic. Even CNN pointed this out. And secondary to that, she's now called for increased vetting of individuals coming into the country. Dad, we have not yet gotten to the story where 800 people who had security concerns have been accidentally given U.S. citizenship, not just allowed to be here, but were not granted U.S. citizenship. They were supposed to be deported, and 800 have gotten U.S. citizenship. So we know that it's not just the day-to-day terror threat. It's also the bureaucratic structural problems. But I want to play Josh Earnest for everybody, Dad, so that they know what the White House is saying about this. The idea that it's just about words. It's not about the actual violence and the loss of life or the police officers being shot at in the streets of New Jersey. Take a listen.
When it comes to ISIL, we are in a fight, a narrative fight with them, a narrative battle. And what ISIL wants to do is they want to project that they are an organization that is representing Islam in a fight and a war against the West and a war against the United States. That is a bankrupt, false narrative. It's a mythology. And we have made progress in debunking that mythology.
Who cares what their narrative is? Okay. They want to kill us. Okay. Don't we just want to kill them? I mean, we're at a point now. We need to destroy them.
Yeah, let's be realistic here, okay? Josh Earnest is the press spokesman for the President of the United States. That's the reason we're having this mess we're having. That policy that he just enunciated is the reason we're in the mess we're in. So here's what we have to do in the United States of America. We played it in an excerpt of the book that you played. If we show weakness, they throw strength, and that's precisely what has happened. And when you complicate that with the 800 people that should have been deported actually getting, by mistake, citizenship, it tells you the bureaucrats are in control of this. And I know we got people on. Logan, we have time for a call. We keep saying there's so much breaking news. We have time for a call. Do we want to wait till the next second?
We don't. We, again, do not have time. We're still back.
We're going to wait.
Back
and
in
listen,
minute.
I see Jared and Tawana, Richard, Dan. We've got some more folks online. We're going to get to you. So while you're listening and you're staying on the air, we're going to get to your calls. We got two more segments left. This was a short segment. We got a lot of breaking news. But we do want to get your reaction, your commentary, folks, with less than a minute left, too. We want you to be informed because while this is all happening in New York and New Jersey, literally a terrorist apprehended in the streets, shooting,
running gun
with police officers,
what they're saying.
Bombs, right. I mean, we've got Minnesota, but you know, and sometimes we think also this happens in the big cities. It happens in New York and the cities outside, you know, in New Jersey. It's also happening in suburban cities in Minnesota where there's knife attacks at a mall. So, folks, we want you to be educated while the UN is ongoing as well, the UN General Assembly. You've got the Russians calling the U.S. To task at the Security Council. You need to get the book Unholy Alliance. It's in your bookstores tomorrow. The agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. Here is the book so you know what it looks like, but you can pre-order it now at unholyalliancebook.com. You'll see the different options signed, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, unholyalliancebook.com. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal, complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks. From Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando, Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, to be released on September 20th, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. Pre-order it now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it online at unholyalliancebook.com. Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book to be released September 20th, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Pre-order it now. Unholy Alliance at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. First, I want to thank folks who have been holding on because we do want to get your questions and comments. Just so everyone knows, the main suspect in the New York and New Jersey bombings that have been occurring, and to make everyone clear, they were bombs, multiple pipe bombs. You've got the pressure cooker bombs as well that were similar to the Boston Marathon. And thank God at this point, there's been no loss of life. There have been injuries. There have been police officers now also injured in a shootout with the leading suspect who has now been apprehended. He was apprehended in New Jersey. He is another individual, like we always find out in these situations, not a random. He's filed lawsuits against the police for racial profiling because he's a Muslim. He's been an agitator in his community. I'm sure the police did have issues with him, but because of the pressures of, you know, Islamophobia, and we're not going to treat people, we're not going to profile, because there's been this idea. And unfortunately, I saw one of the top CNN law enforcement officials, and he's a professor at the John Jay University, and he was on CNN today, and he said that profiling is illegal. It's not. It's not illegal to profile crimes. Now, you can't just say, this is the only, you know, we're going to do this for no reason. But if you know crimes are being carried out by Islamic men between the ages of 18 and 40. That's the group. There's multiple parts there. You're not just saying all Muslims. You're not saying because you're identifying an age group and a sex. But and you can even look to their activity, so you can add multiple. Then you set up a profile, people who meet that specific profile. That kind of profiling is legal. Now, what they're referring to is broad profiling. We're going to arrest every Muslim. No, that's something you're not going to do.
Check every at the airport.
Yeah. But instead, you see, again, I think major issues. I want to get people's reaction because I think that the most part, the mainstream media did a horrendous job covering this. The fact that you could turn on your TV on Saturday night and see President Obama attacking Donald Trump live from an event at the NAACP event instead of cutting away from the president who was just talking about politics. he wasn't giving a policy speech, who obviously had not even been informed.
They said he didn't get briefed until after.
Right. So he didn't know that there were terror attacks happening in the country. He wouldn't want to call them that. And then when he gave his comments today, he didn't know the guy was apprehended, and no one thought they should tell him.
So we knew before he did.
Yes. And that's a scary thing.
Yeah.
That's scary that they wouldn't at least tell him. At that point, you should just tell him.
Don't walk up on stage.
He needs to be informed. He's got staff that can do that. But he doesn't care. That's the clear part. This ruins his narrative for the week because, this is his last speech at the UN General Assembly. Let's go.
Will's comedy said the shootout was happening before he even stepped on stage.
Yeah, that was a part.
So they should have at least told him, hey, this is happening, and
yes,
then held his comment.
That it's unraveling, and he could have waited, or he could have said that we've got an active event ongoing, and then he would have at least sounded relevant, but he didn't. Logan, let's go to the phones.
Yeah, let's go to Gerald, who's calling on line one.
Hi, this is Gerard, and I thank God for ACLJ, and I implore every listener, if you can, please give, even if it's just a small donation. I want to give an illustration, and I'll make it fast, and then I'll hang up. In my estimation, a parallel can be drawn between the false prophets back in Israel's day, back in the old days, when they would proclaim a thing that the Lord had not said to deceive the nation, and God would judge the nation if the nation listened to that false
prophet. Yeah, well, I will say this, Gerard. What you have is a situation where our leaders, it's all about the narrative to them. I mean, Josh Earnest admitted that to us, Logan. And Josh Earnest, the White House press secretary, we discussed this during the break for our Facebook and Periscope audience, but he basically let the cat out of the bag, if you will, and told all of us that all they care about is the narrative battle. They don't care about the actual pilots, the U.S. pilots who are conducting air campaigns. And by the way, again, you can question our strategy because it seems like we've gotten into this whole back and forth with Russia as well, because we accidentally, as we've said, bombed the Syrian troops from Assad's government instead of ISIS fighters. And supposedly that allowed ISIS to take over another part of a town that we were trying to keep them from. These are complicated situations, Than, and when you have an administration that only cares about the big picture, the narrative, this is how it unravels into disaster.
Yeah, Jordan, there was absolutely no excuse for Josh Earnest's remarks, but here's the worst part of it all. As deplorable as they were reflective of his boss, the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief's position on this issue. Jordan, this administration doesn't so much care about the facts. They care about their narrative. And you know what? If the president had been informed about the shooting that was taking place before he stepped onto that stage to make that statement, I don't think his words would have changed, because we have seen this before, and it is reflective of the posture that they take towards these issues. They simply are not going to stand up and fulfill their sacred duty to protect this homeland because they're more concerned about their narrative. Jordan, this has to be the very first issue on the mind of voters when they step into the booth in November. It's got to change.
Yeah, I mean, we do believe that narrative is important, and how you explain things is important, and the terminology you use is important. And there will be that discussion between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton as well. How should we confront this with words? Because that's very important for the President of the United States and the White House, the leader of the free world. The words do matter. And how you put things into context does matter. It's not the ultimate. It's not the most important. But it kind of sets the stage for how you're approaching a problem. And it tells the world how you're going to approach as well. Take a listen. This is from our dad's new book. It is out tomorrow in bookstores, wherever books are sold. Unholy Alliance. UnholyAllianceBook.com. You can still pre-order it today. Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can also pre-order signed copies, but it will be in bookstores tomorrow. I want people to know what it looks like so you can see in my hand. And Unholy Alliance, The Agenda, Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. And don't, I wouldn't say distracted by these stories, but at the UN General Assembly this week, you've got Russia going after the United States aggressively. So this book, of course, goes into this, but it goes into this problem of narrative as well. Let's take a listen. This is from the audio book from Unholy Alliance. Take a listen.
Terrorist attacks are now a reality for everyone around the world. No one is safe. No city, town, or village is out of the reach of the radical jihadists. No one and no place is terrorist-proof.
And that, of course, is a narrative, Than and Logan, I would say. Donald Trump's not afraid of going to at this point. And I don't think it's not fear-mongering.
No.
It's accurate, because we will get caught up and think, oh, it's just, it's Midtown Manhattan again. So it's the people in New York that have to deal with it. They're tough. And they do have a tough exterior. So when this happens, they kind of, you will see a lot of people give interviews where they say they don't, you know, they don't care. But remember, within 24 hours of these attacks, people are kind of in shock mode. They're in survival mode. So they're not going to go and necessarily, they're New Yorkers. They're not going to go and cry on TV cameras.
Right.
But let's not forget that at the same time this is happening, Than, in suburban Minnesota, there's a Somali immigrant, another refugee, resettled improperly. We know that has been a community that's been out of control. And probably you can profile all of those young men in that age group in Somalia, go on a stabbing rampage in the name of ISIS and stabbing, I think it was 8 or 9 people in Minnesota, then being ultimately shot and killed by a Minnesota off-duty police officer at a mall.
Yeah, and listen, Jordan, I mean, the president is certainly correct that you cannot stop every terrorist attack. But listen, you can certainly do a lot to stop many of them. And there is news, you alluded to this, but there is news, Jordan, that this administration took nearly 2,000 people that were set for deportation and they granted them citizenship. And you alluded to this number, too. But 858 of them, Jordan, were from countries that are called special interest countries. That means there is a national security concern with those individuals. So this administration has fallen down on the job at making sure that people who might pose a threat to our nation are actually deported. In fact, they've granted them citizenship. So these things aren't accidents. Not all of them are going to tie back to an act by the administration, but they are not doing the basic components that are required of the commander-in-chief, and they have to be held to account for it.
And just so you all know, folks, the people who have been caught up in this Inspector General's report, over 800, they were using, this was fraudulent. They were using false names, putting down false information. They knew that they would be a problem if they put their real name down, if they put their real information down. So they were lying to the U.S. government to get settled here, to get immigration status here. That alone, if you lie intentionally, you should be thrown out, deported. That's it. But yet they got through the system by lying. I mean, that tells you how bad and scary our system is. But, you know, we do know these individuals. As much as we talk about these unknowns, Logan, the guy in Minnesota, the Somali, and we know that community, they've been going to join terror groups. They've been apprehended multiple times before. We know it's out of control. They were a lot of Somali immigrants who were resettled there. They all fit the same profile, young men, again, under 40 typically, and over, you know, 18 and older. He, now we're hearing, was acting weird, acting strange.
Right.
To people in his community. Did they call the police? No. Because they didn't want to report on one of their own. We cannot rely on Muslims turning in other Muslims. It's just not going to happen. We now know that's a failed strategy. It doesn't work. We've asked. They've tried. They've tried to, you know, in the Obama administration has tried to change the whole narrative. It hasn't worked. But yet we still have all these Somali men, refugees, carrying out these attacks or trying to go join terror groups. The guy in New York, Logan, he also was filing lawsuits against the police, saying that he was being profiled. By the way, correctly, obviously.
Right.
So for 5 years, New Jersey police have been tracking him, and they were obviously doing the right thing.
Absolutely. And guys, if you want to get involved right now, there's a couple ways you can do it. Obviously, the book comes out tomorrow, unholyalliancebook.com to get it, or you can obviously go get it in bookstores tomorrow as it goes on sale. There's also one line open as we head into the final segment, 1-800-684-3110. Everyone is on hold. We're going to get to you guys. It's just been a crazy day, as you can imagine. But again, 1-800-684-3110 to get your voice heard.
And folks, for those of you who are holding on, we've got our rapid fire round coming up where we take all the phone calls that we can. So 1-800-684-3110, unholyalliancebook.com.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book to be released September 20th, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Pre-order it now. Unholy Alliance at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal, complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks. From Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando, Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, to be released on September 20th, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. Pre-order it now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it online at unholyalliancebook.com.
We got a lot of phone calls coming in. Let me go to, this was President Obama. We talked about how this is one of the key problems. He was criticizing the media, which, by the way, barely covered this when it first started. I would say Fox News went right to it. They cut away from the president's speech, but they were all live. They all had their main host in because it was a live speech by President Obama Saturday evening, political speech, which if nothing was happening, fine to cover. He was attacking Donald Trump aggressively at the NAACP, but absurd to not go to the terror attacks ongoing, one, because their purpose is to inform people. So good to know that there are explosives going on in the biggest city in the country. Yeah.
Not knowing what was happening because they couldn't really get full, reliable coverage.
And they're still playing President Obama, who obviously did not know about this, and they've said did not know about this, attacking Donald Trump as if it's politics as usual in the U.S., which in his world, I guess in his mind, it is, because he did this morning from the UN General Assembly, because this really screws up, Logan, his whole...
All the narrative.
Oh, his final speech at the UN about how he's really made the world a less safe place because he's afraid to confront radical Islam, because he pulled all of our troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan. And by the way, this terrorist suspect who has now been apprehended in these attacks, you know what? He's Afghani. So this is what happens when you start pulling your troops out, creating vacuums. And as Donald Trump was criticized for saying... because of your actions, you have new terror groups like ISIS on the rise. So it ruins his narrative at the United Nations. But take a listen, because he's criticizing the media here, and we'll play why this is so ironic. This was from this morning.
In the meantime, I would ask that the press try to refrain from getting out ahead of the investigation.
Logan, literally,
we were all ahead of the investigation.
While President Obama made this statement, the teaser under him said that the suspect had been apprehended after a shootout.
Right.
He was behind all of us.
Right.
The press was ahead of him. And by the way, it was the press telling us to be on the lookout for this guy.
Right.
And telling his FBI. So you flash a picture of a Muslim guy up, Ahmed Rahami, who's been out. And listen, there are going to be a number of people who fit that description and kind of look like him in the Islamic world.
Yeah.
But he was obviously enough of a threat where they said, that's okay. We may have false IDs. We may have people who call in. And, you know, it was limited to New York, New Jersey at
right.
this point.
But still, it's a lot of people.
But they flashed it up nationally. But he was wrong. He was behind. And no one from his staff. The shootout had already started and been reported by the media before he started these remarks.
Yeah.
This is how uninformed his team
and this
is.
Idea of
they're walking around with like chickens with their heads cut off.
Right, and the idea of limiting the press is what it always seems like to be the new like phrasing, which is, you know, don't get in front of it, don't talk about it, don't be Donald Trump calling it a bomb when it's clearly a bomb, but we're not going to say it's a bomb. This is driving me insane.
Remember John Kerry saying it'd be nice if the press covered terrorism less?
Right.
I mean, he said that.
Right. It drives me out of my mind. It's like, look, they did. Guess what? They did for hours and hours. They did. Eventually, they had to cut to it and say, you know what? There's been now another bomb found. There's been all these things found. We probably should take a look at this. Like I said, I was texting you guys saying, do you see what's happening here? Because a few of my friends on social media in the New York area said, hey, this seems odd. Has anyone seen this story? It's not popping up nationally. Is this real? It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. People were being attacked on Twitter for saying there was a second explosive device.
Right. When there was.
And then major people on Twitter, commentators, were attacking them and calling them Islamophobic and, oh, there's not, and things blow up in New York sometimes. And yes, that's true. There are sometimes
gas line issues.
Yeah, gas lines issue and electrical issues. But it was clear from this moment that something else had happened.
Yep.
That it was not a joke, that it was not it was not an incident of just electrical.
It didn't get the coverage because people weren't dead, sadly.
Yeah. Oh, that's the truth. Same with Minnesota.
Right.
Is that the only person killed there was the guy stabbing
right.
people. And it's wrong, but I want to take phone calls.
Yeah, we got to move on.
Yeah, people have been on.
All right, Tawana in Maryland, you're on the air. Thanks for holding about a half an hour. Appreciate it.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. Wow, you guys have been covering a lot of information, and I thank you for your program and being on and being one of the only Christian programs that's on that we can listen and know what's going on and hear both sides of
thank
the
you.
Story.
Thank you.
But my comment today is securities. I worked in security for over 5 years, about 9 years exact. And one of the tactics that we used to use in security was to avoid panic and giving
sure.
false information, because hundreds of thousands of reports come in on a daily, hourly basis. And they try to avoid panic a lot of times by not giving the public all the information. I heard one guy comment.
But you know, Tawana, we know, and I'll let you finish, we know that they knew about this increased terror threat. So we know that they weren't like rushing to scare people, and there was an increased terror threat in the New York, New Jersey area unrelated to the UN General Assembly. So they knew that, and they approached it that way. But once the explosions go off, Tawana, I would think that that mode has to shift. You can no longer downplay if there are explosives and explosive devices being
Absolutely.
Uncovered within a geographic area, that at that point you got to recognize, okay, we got an incident. It's public now. What, regardless of the media, people are going to see the images. It's going to be reported, and we need to get out ahead of it, not let the media have to speculate. I mean, it would be better if the Obama administration and the officials there came out and just called it what it was so that everybody's not hanging out there.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tawana. Let's go ahead and grab the last couple calls. Let's go to Dan in Pittsburgh. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Guys, I want to thank you first for your show. It's a great show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Go ahead, Dan. We're running a little short on time.
Okay. Just real quick, I'm a 21-year retired military veteran, 17-year police veteran. All I have to say is there's a lot of irresponsibility here, not only on the media's case, or situation, but also the administration.
Oh, yeah.
The Obama administration did not listen to the Bush administration. They pulled out of Iraq too quickly, and now we're facing these attacks here in the United States when we didn't face them back when the Second Gulf War, where I served, was going on.
No, and you're absolutely right, Dan. We appreciate your service to our country. We're at a critical time. Our country is perceived as weak. And so we've got the domestic, the terror attacks happening in our own country, and we've got what's happening at the UN. We've got Russia taking us to account at the UN Security Council because we bombed Bashar al-Assad's troops. By the way, let's say it was an accident. Who cares? We wanted Assad out of power because he was gassing his people. So if we are to believe the administration on their red line, those troops deserve to die. Because they're gassing people in Syria. And yet we're running to the UN. We're going, oh, really? The Russians are taking it? That's how our UN ambassador responded. We are weak. We are dumb. And we have idiotic leaders right now at all levels of government. All levels. Folks, it's why we've got Unholy Alliance out. Would you imagine that we would have a moment when you could write a book, this will be out tomorrow, where Iran and Russia and jihadists are coming together for world domination, to conquer the world. And yet we live at a time where literally the Russians yesterday have taken the United States to the UN Security Council because of what happened in Syria. Literally the cover of our book is Putin and Rouhani from Iran. It is out tomorrow, wherever books are sold, and unholyalliancebook.com.
Let's grab Locke from Pittsburgh for he's been holding 20 minutes.
Hey, Locke,
we are seconds left. We're sorry for the delay, but you're on the air.
Okay, yes. The FBI's wanted poster was dated the 17th. They did not put out the alert to the public till the 19th. They waited for a news cycle. I think they put a lot of people at risk.
Yeah, well, listen, I think you can be critical of the top leadership because that's who ultimately is making those decisions, right? We know that the actual law enforcement officials did an excellent job here. They were able to apprehend this individual and people linked to him very quickly. But it's the top leaders, the bureaucracy, and the elected officials who politicize it immediately and make us afraid to call it what it is. Folks, unholyalliancebook.com. Check out our Facebook page, ACLJ, Jay Sekulow, us on Twitter, and of course, ACLJ.org. We'll get updated information, a lot of news here, unholyalliancebook.com.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. In his new book to be released September 20th, Unholy Alliance, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Pre-order it now. Unholy Alliance at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it online at unholyalliancebook.com.